One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. I want to say thank you for supporting this show. Thank you for supporting anything I do. I'm very grateful that you guys are digging this show. This is such a fun show to do, and I'm very excited to have this guest with me today here. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Way Back, Philip Bowen. Welcome, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, happy to be here.
Before we get into some stories right there, brother, promote it all.
Yeah. All right. Philip Bowen, you can find me however you listen to music. Spotify, Apple, Amazon, however you do your thing. Come find my music. New album coming out later this year. We got all kinds of songs out there. The first album is called Old Kanawha. But if you can't spell it, just look for my name. Bowen is the last name. And then for merch and tour dates and all that kind of stuff, just go to my website, philipbowenmusic.com.
So I usually start these episodes by asking someone if they ever sat in this backseat. And if they did, whose car, like where did you sit in this seat?
Yeah. So my Papa Bowen, my Grandpa Bowen was like, he would buy and sell everything. Salesman for his whole thing. And like almost every week he would have a different car.
Oh, really? He was like that? He'd flip them? Yeah.
Bro, one time my grandma came home from shopping and he had the house for sale. She's like, Bill? Like, yeah, he just put the house up. I don't know, I just want to see what I can get for it. You know?
I'm just fishing
around.
He's
always looking for a deal. Man, he went to, he told us about this deal he got on shoes one time. And he shows up at church with these dress shoes, man. Look at these things. I got $1.50 at Goodwill. $1.50. He starts walking around and they start falling apart. He bought a pair of like cardboard funeral shoes that you bury people in.
I didn't know they sold them.
Yeah. He somehow thought he got the deal of the century. So he's walking around barefoot up at the church because he's
a real gator, man.
Yeah, so that's who he had. He had one of these cars for a while. And shout out to Papa Bill. Yeah.
You got to check out Philip's Honeydew if you haven't seen that yet. So you know. Just a little bit about his family and stuff, but I want to talk to you about just growing up in a music family. So what is that like? Like you said, I believe you're 4 years old. Fiddling?
4 years old, man.
All right. So what are we doing? Like what's music class for you? What are, you know, you have, who's giving you lessons and stuff?
Music class is once a week. On Wednesdays, I'm going to go see Dr. Meyer at West Virginia Tech.
As a five-year-old.
As a four-year-old.
Four-year-old.
At community college in like our hometown of Montgomery, West Virginia.
Let's look this up. What's it called?
WVUIT in Montgomery, West Virginia.
Okay.
And in kind of like the main music building, Dr. Meyer was the main music teacher there. So I would go there. That's it. Now it's like in Beckley, but it used to be in Montgomery. That's the building. Yep, right there. Boom, boom.
So as a four-year-old, you're going here. Mm-hmm. And I mean, are there any other little kids there? Are you a prodigy? Like, what are you considered?
I mean, I don't think I was a prodigy, but I think that we used to drive this. It's an older man at the time too. You know, I think he's still with us. So he must be ancient now, you know, but we used to drive him crazy. He would wear these big thick glasses and I would use like the bow and knock his glasses off. Like, you know, during lessons, I'd drive him crazy. Yeah, yeah. But he definitely saw something in me with like playing by ear and stuff like that, like hearing music. Cause he would like take the music away from me and be like, just play what you're hearing. And then he would like put on different songs on his cassette player, like pop songs or whatever. And be like, just play something with that.
And you could play mm-hmm. along at four. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to figure things out. You know,
we were talking outside. You said it's colors to you. What is it? Synesthesia?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I remember I'm a huge Hendrix freak. And I was saying to you, like, mm-hmm. I remember reading about him saying, well, this sounds blue to me. And this sounds green to me. And then Eddie Kramer, his producer, also had that, but able to, you know, figure out what he's talking about. Like, uh-huh. oh, this sounds blue to me. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking uh-huh. about. Boom. Yes.
Yeah.
And you were playing over there. We were playing Rocky Top messing around and you were saying that sounded yellow to you.
Yeah. Like the brightness of it.
When do you realize that stuff's hitting you?
Well, I never had words for it really, but like I would be able to, I used to play this game. Like I had this like little iPod shuffle and I would just go through song after song after song after song. And I would just see how long it would take me to be playing whatever the song was mm-hmm. doing. And I realized I could do it the best. If my eyes were closed, I could see it the most clearly. Like, and I would see it almost like you would draw one, like a mm-hmm. poster like that and color it in. That's how my mom would store the song. And then no matter whenever I heard it, I would just call it up just like that.
And you're going weekly at 4 years old to learn weekly, how to fiddle.
And our mom would have this little egg timer or like an hourglass timer. And we would practice like 20 minutes a day. Most days.
Was that part of school as well? Did you guys have music class?
Not till later on, but I mean, the school I went to was a tiny
school. What's the name of the school?
It was Boomer Christian Academy in Boomer, West Virginia. So,
Boomer,
I mean, man.
Boomer Christian Academy in Boomer, West Virginia.
I tell you right now, they ain't got no website. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't know if they, you know.
You don't know Kirk.
I don't know if it's like, so.
Is this it?
It's in the basement of our church.
Boomer Baptist Church,
brother. That's it
right there?
Yeah, so like, so if you can see in the picture, underneath the gym, like the whole bottom floor of these two buildings, what? No, that's not it. Back by the tracks. Back there, yeah, okay. Yeah, with the big cross on it. Yeah, so like the biggest part of that building, this tells you about where we grew up. Basketball is king, bro. People mm-hmm. love basketball. It's like a cult there. It's amazing. But the biggest piece of this building is the gym. It's like the pride of this building, like a real amazing wood floor, you know, ball is everything. The whole bottom floor of this was like the Christian school. So we had like a small elementary school, a high school, you know, middle school, okay. Whatever. I graduated with four people.
Four?
Four people.
Legit, man. When, did you start with them in elementary school? Was it the same and
like,
four
the class
people?
Was a little like, bigger. On, I think I had like 10 people in kindergarten. And then some kids went to like, we had like a couple, they're not bigger. Like
Your high school graduating class was four?
Yeah, like they barely made it through. It was like, da, 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 that's it.
Yeah.
You got it? I made about five notes and it was done.
Yeah. I mean, man, that is fucking nobody. That's Here we it, go, bro. Inside Boomer
that's
Baptist
that
Church.
Tiny little church. My parents still go to that little country church in Boomer, West Virginia. And
this one here.
And Boomer's like, it gets right on the river. Uh-huh. So that river you see.
Is it the Shenandoah River?
That's the Kanawha River.
Kanawha.
So that's okay. The one I sing about. So we grew up right in the Kanawha River. So down the river, 7 minutes from Boomer, mm-hmm. is Montgomery, West Virginia, which is where I grew up.
Okay.
So, and Montgomery is, it's the big city compared to Boomer. Boomer's like, you know, a couple hundred people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's a few little like local places to eat along the way. The Burger Cart, Tudor's Biscuit World. And that's.
Wait, hold on. Look up Tudor's Biscuit World. Bro,
that's it, bro. I think there's a couple in Kentucky, but all they do, man, they do like some Cracker Barrel style entrees. But the big thing they're known for is these biscuit sandwiches. Look at
those
things,
good,
boy.
Man, they look good. That biscuit. That's
our Tudor's, right? That's the Tudor's. And see the burger carts next door with the red awning. So this is
Tudor's?
That's Tudor's.
And this
bro.
Is what is it?
The burger cart.
Burger cart.
And they sell hot dogs and hamburgers and ice cream.
And this is where you're going.
Yeah, they got this hamburger there they call the Big Gene. Mm-hmm. Bro, it's like a Big Mac, but it's way better.
Is it?
It's got the Big Big Gene.
Big Gene sauce?
The Big Gene, yeah. And they got a ham sandwich called the Cartwheel. It's like, bro, it's so good.
Oh, hell yeah.
You found. Oh, my gosh. That's it.
There's the big gene right there. Well done, Dirk. Look at it. What's on the big gene?
That's got a fried green tomato on there.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, that's not the big gene. It's got, we don't do guacamole on it.
Oh, I thought that was a
no
chicken breast and a.
See, it's like a lot of this kind of stuff. You see people getting like fried bologna and like stuff like that. Real health food, you know.
Yeah, looks healthy.
Yeah, bro.
Tell me about, because we talked about before you came in, Randy Moss and Jason Williams. Ooh. So you actually saw them.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I remember very distinctly a day my dad came home from work and busted in the door and was like, boys, we got to go watch these two boys play ball. We got
to
go.
And you're going to see them in high school?
High school.
What's the high school again?
DuPont. And so Randy Moss and Jason Williams played, I think it's just the middle school now, but like they play ball together in high school.
Is this it?
Yeah.
This is where Randy and Jason played together here.
Yep.
And your dad comes home and he's like, you guys.
We got to go watch
it. Not just one. You got two.
The boys play ball.
Two.
And these, like, you know, J-Dub, man, he's doing all the white chocolate stuff in high school. Mm-hmm. Like, behind the back, full court bounce passes, bro. Like, just crazy stuff. And Randy Moss is dunking on everybody. And we watched him that year go play in, like, the state tournament. And then in football season. We'd be like, the whole town would come out for these football games. And they just, the quarterback would take 3-4 steps back, just throw the ball as far as he could.
Like Tom Brady did in the NFL.
Exactly. Yeah. And you could not outthrow Randy Moss. I remember we went and saw him play at Marshall once. I think it was against Army. And he caught a 96-yard touchdown pass. It was just like, you know, gone. Nobody could guard Randy. Nobody.
My favorite pass. Look up Jason Williams behind the back elbow pass.
Oh yeah, I know this.
This pass.
And Peja missed the layup. I know this pass.
Yeah, he sure did.
I know this pass. Dude, what a guy. Dude, this guy was so great.
Off the elbow. I mean, boop. To this day, nobody.
Boop. Nobody. Do you remember that commercial, that Nike commercial?
I was just going to ask you if you did. Just some good old boys. Bro, bring it up, Kirsten. I was going to ask you if you did, because every time I bring it up, people don't know what it is. This is Nike commercial, Randy Moss, Jason Williams, and it's the Dukes of Hazzard. And yeah, let's watch this thing. It's so good.
Just some good old boys. Never me. Yeah.
Look at him right there.
Beats all DuPont you never school. Saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Yeah. There it is, right there.
Tournament. Yeah. I was there for that.
That's just a little bit more.
Oh, no, you can cook them, bro.
Yeah. It's so well done. Get it, princess. Yeah. Get it, girl.
Man. The joy we would find these communities, like, you don't have much to root for.
And you see Bell like that in a Nike commercial, you got to be like, fuck yeah, it's us.
I think I was telling you outside, but, like, you couldn't walk around Fayette County and Kanawha County, West Virginia, without seeing there's Kings jerseys everywhere and Vikings jerseys everywhere. It was just like, look what we did.
And now you're seeing games on TV that you would never see before. I was saying a friend of mine lives in Louisville, Kentucky, and because of Lamar, they're all Ravens fans, and they now air Ravens games in Louisville instead of, I think it was Falcons or might have even been Bengals. I'm not sure who that, but yeah, now it's Ravens.
It's hard to imagine, like, you know, like this little town we grew up in, like my dad being like, oh, they're showing the Kings game on TNT. The Sacramento Kings, home, just a regular season home game in Montgomery on the East Coast. It's just like so wild, you know, and it was just really cool, man.
Seeing them play ball together. Yeah, to get to see them in high school together. That's crazy, dude. That's so good. Were you an athlete? Did you play any sports?
I was all conference my senior high school in basketball.
Were you really?
But basketball is.
Do we have any pictures of you in basketball?
Oh, man. I don't know. Our team was the Boomer Broncos.
How are you playing basketball if your fucking team's all, your graduating class is four?
We literally.
You don't even have enough to start the quarter.
Like, we had no JV team. No JV team. So we had like.
You got to have five to play, man.
Yeah. We had the most we'd ever have would be 8 or 9 people.
For real? That's all the subs you had?
We had 1 year.
You got to be in shape.
We had 1 year where a sixth grader was on the varsity team. Yeah. It's my younger brother. And
right
like.
Here.
Yeah. And like.
You had to put a sixth. Is that even allowed? They let it happen?
They don't care. Y'all want to play ball? You can suit up or not. I remember the ref being like, well, if y'all gonna shoot up, you gotta have two steps. And I'm like, well, so we pull a sixth grader up.
That it didn't even go to the school.
Jersey's falling off his, you know.
Oh,
like,
that is hilarious,
bro.
Dude.
And we just our only hope was our coach would have us run the fast break every, just no matter, just run. We'd be running with, he'd have the starting five, the whole practice, we'd just be running with medicine balls around the gym. Well, are we going to shoot? No, y'all got to be in the best shape. We don't have, that's all we had to do. So
that
it was
hilarious.
It was wild times, man.
Tell me about some music, like
it was
competitions or like, what are you doing?
I would always go play, like I said, we talked about on the Honeydew podcast, you know, we talked about the Vandalia Gathering. And I mean, I remember my mom still got these framed in our house. Like I was in the paper a few times for doing this fiddle contest. So just like, I see everybody sitting around playing and stuff like this. I see all these little kids playing and like there's like these big open stages and you got this big, the same stickers. You have these big stickers on you and you're just waiting your turn to play. And it's a great way to just learn music young and old. You're learning from the old folks, like how to play and how they pick and play and all that stuff. And so I won the fiddle contest when I was five, like in my little, you know, age group.
Did you?
And it was just, so I'll do some of that kind of stuff, you know.
Did you ever beat any like older kids, you know what I mean? When they get pissed and stuff like this, like 5-year-old.
Well, there'd be some like people that were like this kid's coming from. There's a kid from Pinch, West Virginia. Pinch, you know,
like P-I-N-C-H.
Like I'm a Pinch, okay. You know,
yeah.
Oh yeah, a boy from Pinch can play, man. You know, and I remember like 1 year when I was, that's me. Like
that's
you
the right
first
there?
Year I ever played.
Are your meetings getting interrupted so you can look up information? Well, there's a better way. Just say, "Hey, Fireflies," and get real-time, reliable answers directly inside your video calls. No more switching tabs or losing focus. Whether you're clarifying what someone said or pulling helpful insights from the web, Fireflies helps keep your conversations flowing so you can make quicker decisions and stay on track. If we jump on a group call at the studio here, we run Fireflies, and at the end, we leave with a transcribed summary of the meeting that we can refer back to so nothing gets missed. It's a smarter way to work, helping you understand what was said, generate personalized notes, find information, take action on next steps, and develop workflows to create internal efficiencies. Fireflies now provides tailored summaries that are personalized to fit you and your role across many different industries. So whether you're in sales, marketing, engineering, recruiting, whatever, even podcast production, what are you waiting for? Join the over 500,000 companies already using Fireflies and start turning your meetings into action. And right now, when you sign up for a yearly Firefly subscription, you get your first 2 months free. Just go to fireflies.ai/wayback. That's right, 2 months free when you go to fireflies.ai/wayback. That's fireflies.ai/wayback.
Philip on five. Yes, that's the first year I ever played. And I remember my mom bought me that cowboy hat to go do this competition.
And are you singing too there or no?
I was talking to people while I was playing.
You were?
Know? Yeah.
What
I was like,
saying?
Come on, man. I want to hear y'all. You know, like just trying to perform, you know? Because I've seen some of the older people doing that. So I just want people to have a good time, you know?
And look at your legs wrapped around that stool. Yeah. That's a bull
dude. And I'm like trying to
and
like.
And this is the one you won?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's just so fun, man. And I, like I said, that's when the bug really bit me. I was like, this is the coolest feeling I've ever had, you know?
Here we go.
That's
what's me, this?
That's my younger brother, Patrick. I was a little older.
Who's here, on this, the right?
That's my brother, Patrick.
Over here on the right?
I don't know who that guy is.
I was just saying, who's this guy?
It's
one of those, one thing does not like the other or something.
And he's got like the aviators on.
Who is this guy? He looks mad as shit. Ooh, he's got mugging. His violin looks black and shit.
And then you got the one dude in a kilt behind me. I didn't even notice that till just now.
Oh, yeah. He's got bagpipes.
That old boy's, I don't know.
You don't know these people? These are our family?
I know who they are.
You don't even know who this guy is in the other cowboy hat?
But I don't know from Adam. No.
Oh, I was gonna say, you there.
I thought he meant the other people around me. Like, that's the little boy in the hat's my younger brother, Patrick.
So these two are you guys.
Yeah, that's
you
us.
You have no idea who the other four are.
No clue. The people from the paper part are just like, y'all take a picture together. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like obviously the state capitol behind us there in Charleston.
Yeah.
And man, it was. Yeah.
What about you have any old addresses where you used to live where no one still currently lives that you remember? Any old houses we can look
at? Not where nobody's people
still live there. Right, yeah. We don't want to dox anybody.
We had one big move.
You did?
And it was in the same town two blocks away from like a small house to like a not so small house. So we moved right where we live now, like right on the river. And it's just beautiful, man. Like we're just literally the backyard. It's like the Kanawha River. And it's just, it's, we live in the upper Kanawha Valley. So like our Montgomery sits in this little valley. There's mountains on either side and this big wide river. So still to this day in the summertime, my parents still live there.
I was going to say, tell me what you're doing in the summers there.
Oh, dude, rope swing. We're just, we're on the river. We're in the river every single day. So we're just like, if somebody's
tubing,
got
tubing, boats, or you tubing, just floating, water skiing, like anything.
Somebody's got a jet ski, even better. Sure, jet skis. Yeah. And the best thing to do is like when these big old coal barges are coming through, they sink 10, 15 feet down the water when they're full. So they have these massive wakes behind them like this. Mm. So and the drivers hate this. So you got all these little jet skis and John boats, whatever you got. And you'd follow them in the wakes and you try to jump the waves like ramps, you know, and you follow the coal barges down the river. Then you'd meet up at the rope swings and, you know, be on the river all day.
That sounds so much.
It's the best, bro. Fun. Absolutely.
You share a bedroom?
Mm-hmm. We shared a bedroom. Me and my younger brother, Patrick.
Just the two of you.
Yeah, we have bunk beds. Mm-hmm. And we, until we were like maybe in high school, we had bunk beds. And we shared a room. Mm-hmm. And we used to just like prank each other all the time.
How? What are you doing?
Like one time, my sister had this stuff called cheeky gel blush. And the whole thing is like, you know, you put this gel on somebody's face. Yeah. So he annoyed me one day about something. As your younger brother, right? Mm-hmm. So it was a Saturday night and I knew we had to go to church the next day.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
So when he fell asleep, I had it like tucked under my pillow and I went down and I covered his whole face in this cheeky gel blush. So we woke up to go to church the next morning.
Oh no.
And he's just, and it's like semi-permanent.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, oh, what are we going to do? Can't get it off. So he obviously is like furious with me. We get this big fight. Like, I'm swinging music stands at him, all this stuff. We're getting into it. And so that night, I'm going to get up Monday to try to, like, jog a little bit. It's almost basketball season. So I would set my alarm and get up. He covered my ladder in Vaseline.
Oh, shit.
And it's, like, 5:30 in the morning. I'm getting up to go jog.
Oh, shit.
First step.
The bunk bed ladder.
Yeah, onto a wooden floor. I ripped him out of bed. We start getting into my mom. Kicks up. God almighty, what are y'all doing in here? And my dad, that's, you know, good. My dad's coming in with whitey tighties, like yelling at everybody. Yeah. Just like, yeah. Just like, our poor mother, man. Yeah, like, just Vaseline on the ladder.
Yeah, that's a good one, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You ever get grounded?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
What are you doing that's getting you in trouble?
We would just, you know, basically, like our mom would work during the day in the summers. And so she'd be like, you know, y'all don't be on the game all day or whatever. We had like an N64. Mm-hmm. So we like weren't supposed to play GoldenEye because it was a shooter. But we had a friend that had GoldenEye. And so we'd just run the hell out of this game, you know. So one day we were playing GoldenEye. We were so into the game, we didn't hear my mom was coming home for lunch. The hospital, Montgomery General Hospital, was like less than a block from our house. So she worked at Montgomery General her whole career. And we just, too late, we hear like the door open and the stomping. And they coming down the stairs. And like, it's so loud. It's, you know, we hear coming down the stairs. And then she rips the game out of the thing. Our friend's over. She doesn't care. I'm taking this game. It's Michael's game. I don't care. So she takes the game away. We get grounded, you know, all that kind of stuff. We just get in trouble. And so.
Now, when you guys get grounded, are you in the same room or does she separate?
Mostly like, separated.
Mostly separated.
And so our friend now is without his game. Okay. And my mom calls his mom. Tells what happened. Oh, yeah, you're right. He's not playing. I'm taking away his N64. So his mom's in on this action. It's a very small town, you know, everybody knows. Takes his computer away, too. So a couple days goes by. I was just thinking about this on the way here today. A couple days goes by, and this kid, Michael, calls us. He's like, bro, I got a new game. You got to come play it. I got to teach you guys this game. And you know that game like SimCity?
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's big at this time. But I'm like, he doesn't have a computer. I know it's N64, nothing. This is how bored we were. We go over to his house. You know that old printer paper that has like the holes on either side?
Yeah.
So he found a box of it in his dad's office, takes a whole, his whole living room is covered, floor to ceiling. What? He's like, yo, I made SimCity on paper. I promise you.
On paper.
He's like, you gotta play, bro. This is so sick. And we're like, man.
He said it's sick.
He's like, look, you start on the couch. And it's good.
Poor bastard.
You gotta make it to the coffee table.
He missed those games so much.
I'm like, dude, you know a problem, bro. You got a problem. He missed his golden eye so bad. So.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, we were so bored too. So, all right, just tell us the rules, man.
You ever use your guitar or your fiddle for a lady?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was trying to woo this one girl, and we ended up dating for a little while. And it was the first girl I ever, like, went to go visit, you know, out of town. So I'd written this song for her. And I was going to play it for her, like, on New Year's Eve. So I went to her family's house. They lived in Fredericksburg, Virginia. So this was maybe my sophomore year of college. And I was going to go visit them and play this song for her, you know. And she'd already kind of told me I had a weird voice one time, so I was very nervous about doing this. And so I brought my guitar and everything. And she never, like, really talked to her family ever. I talked about her family ever. So I drove to, like, kind of rural Virginia outside D.C. And I get this big old house at night. I got there later in the evening. And her, but, like, there's not many people in the house that I can see. And I was like, cool, I'll play this for you. She's like, well, wait, you need to meet my dad wants to meet you. So I hear this, like, thumping coming up the stairs. And there's a guy, like, kind of like this big, sturdy guy, like, in, like, a... like Dwight, dressed like Dwight Schrute, you know, the white short sleeve shirt, you know? He's like, well, before we do anything else, you got to come see the family business. I'm like, okay, all right. And then we'll get dinner. I bet you're hungry. I'm like, okay. So we drive out and we're driving for a little while. And it's me, my girlfriend, her younger brother, and the dad. And we approach the back of this very large building.
And no one in the car has told you what this is.
I have no idea who her family, what they do, nothing. Okay. And they're like giddy with excitement. They're on the edge of their seats with excitement. So we pull up to the back of this building and there's like a little like smoke coming out of the top, but I can't see anything, no signage or nothing. And we walk in the back door and her dad's like, oh, it's good. Good, Don's working. And he's like doing this because there's like smoke coming out of the thing. And they're all like, they like think this is hilarious. They like laugh. So they walk in and all of a sudden it just smells very medical in here. And it smells like I'm visiting my mom at work. My mom did anesthesia. And they turn on the lights, the main lights, and there's just like these metal slab examining tables everywhere. And this guy, this old guy in overalls, walks out of this room with like a box of stuff. And I was like, oh, this is like a mortuary funeral home place, you know? And her dad's like, this is it. Wait till you see the showroom. So, yeah, exactly.
You're in a mortuary?
Yeah, I'm in a mortuary.
At what time of night? Like 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock at night. Rural Virginia.
Before dinner.
Yeah. I'm so hungry. I drove all this way. I just wanted to try to play this song, get out of here, you know? So he's like, well, you got to see the showroom, Philip. You got to see the showroom.
They calls it a showroom. Showroom.
And my girlfriend and her little brother, they're just like bouncing off the walls. So we walk through like the visitation room, this big room up front. They flip on the lights and there's all these caskets. Wall, just caskets everywhere. And they're like, my girlfriend's like, yes. And her little brother's like, yes. And they run across the room and they jump in the caskets.
She gets in a
pink casket. The brother's in a casket. The dad walks over, gets in a casket. And I'm like, I'm just standing there. And they're like, come on, pick a casket.
Did you get in a casket?
No. I was like, what? No, I'm straight. I was like, no, I'm straight. I'm straight. I'm really good.
I'm going in once.
I'm good, man. I'm really good. This is so weird. And they're like, come on, pick a casket. And the dad's like, yeah, come on. It's really, really comfortable. I'm like, honestly, like, I'm really
and they're
good.
Stoked to go and
they're
shit.
Think it's the most fun thing
yes,
ever.
They said.
Yeah, this is the bad family business, you know?
It's like if it was yeah. cars, they're yes. jumping in all yes. these cars.
Yeah, and I'm like, who know? Are you? Like, what is this going on? And then the dad like pops out, like, you know, like the old Dracula movies. Like he's mm-hmm. like, arises out. He's like, okay. All right, fine. Just pissed.
And then, man.
Yeah. Walked out, shut off the lights.
Like you party pooped mm-hmm. it.
We're on the whole thing, man.
You
and then
you killed the vibe. Yeah. yeah.
And like, we'll just go
you
through a drive.
Killed the vibe in the mortuary.
And my girlfriend was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, what's wrong with me?
What's wrong with you? Yeah.
My dad's upset now.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my one experience.
What a fucking weird. That's a weird. Mm-hmm. I'll also say this. If there's a dad out there that wants to make sure no dude's going to fuck his daughter, taking him to the show. Let's go see the showroom. Man,
yeah. Yeah. You want to see the showroom? Come on, pick a casket. Pick one. Pick a casket.
All right, so going back to, I told you I'm from Maryland, mm-hmm. and in baseball, all the seventh inning stretches, as far as I know, everywhere play take me out to the ball game.
Yeah, yeah.
Play it. Seventh inning, every stadium, except for Camden Yards in Baltimore, where they play, thank God I'm a country boy.
Yeah.
And I don't know the history. Kirsten, actually, will you look up what is the history of thank God I'm a country boy in Baltimore?
Shout out to John Denver.
Shout out to Johnny Denver. Mm-hmm. And because of that, in elementary school, in your music class, they're teaching you John Denver.
For real?
We're learning thank God yeah. I'm a country boy.
Man, I love that.
So you can go to the stadium and sing along. Let's see what it says. Tradition began in the mid-70s for a contemporary song to play instead of Take Me Out, and it's been played consistently ever since.
I even did it there.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right, at the World Series.
Mm-hmm. 83, he came and did it live on the dugout. Yep.
Dude, that's cool.
So, yeah, you end up, you know, it's one of those cultural things. Like, we wouldn't have learned that if that wasn't going on.
Yeah.
But that they're making us learn that in music class.
That's super cool.
So, why don't you take us yeah. out on a little see. Fucking.
Give me that fiddle, Pat.
You both want to get in here, Pat? You want to get in here?
Play this, I'll play the other one.
You want me to play? You want me to rosin up my bow, bro?
It's harder than it looks. Yeah, like,
really I don't think I can hit one motherfucking note. Get over here, get the guitar, let's go.
One, two, three, four.
On the farm, it's kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't have. Early to rising, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with the easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, got me a fine wife, I got the old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a buddy, buddy riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. Thank you for doing this, Philip yeah, Bowen. Hell yeah.
Happy to be here.
Plug one more time, bro. Give them to him.
Yeah, listen, anywhere you're on social media, I'm there. Philip Bowen Music. And then find my music on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, whatever. New music, new album coming soon. And tour dates, merch, all that good stuff, philipbowenmusic.com.
Hell yeah, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Real you fun. Got it. This is fun, dude. This is so much fun. As always, thank you guys as well. Ryan Sickler on all your social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.